iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iMoney Show right here on iGlobal Radio. And today we're joined by Shalini Kankar, who's the founder and chief executive of E2E. Now, Shalini is a business advisory board member to the Mayor of London. She's also a dealmaker for Her Majesty's UK Government Global Entrepreneur Programme and also supervisory committee member, market finance, and also a judge in the Great British Entrepreneur Awards. So with a fantastic portfolio and stellar CV, she joins us today right here on the iMoney Show. Shalini, welcome to the program and thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Tony, thank you so much. It's a huge pleasure to be joining you and great to have the opportunity to chat to you. I'm a big fan of everything that you've been doing. So thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
That's great. Thank you. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your background.
Gosh, that's a question. My background is I was born in India. I'm Indian by origin. I came to the UK when I was 5 years old. I've been very fortunate that I've had a sort of a stellar upbringing by my parents. I've moved when I was young. I kept moving to different schools. My father's an orthopedic consultant, so he was always moving. And my mother, she was knighted for her services to education. So she was the first Indian-born woman to be made a dame in the UK. And the reason that happened for her is that she's got that a huge tenacity about her and a passion for education. So I've been brought up in an environment where education and doing better good and caring for the people around us is very, very important. So I guess that's been part of my DNA, and that DNA for me has transferred into setting up my own organization. So I've set up E2E to really help founders of businesses, scale up businesses, to help one another and to try and create a culture where people who've done it and done well, they send the lift down to help those on their growth trajectory. So in terms of my background, I've got a background in finance, private equity, and also in entrepreneurship.
Well, that's fantastic. And you mentioned E2E and when you started E2E. So I would like to delve a little bit more into that with you to talk about E2E. Why did you think of starting E2E? And tell us a little bit about its values as well whilst you're at it.
Thank you very much. So I started E2E because my first business, which I started as a co-founder, I was one of four, was the first business in the world to trade letters of credit online. And I set that up at the end of 1999, 2000. And I can't take full credit for it, Tony, because I was one of four. We decided to sell the business in 2004. And we did reasonably well. But I feel after I moved into private equity at Lloyds Banking Group, when I had the opportunity to work with some very, very serious entrepreneurs, I saw the way that I could do things differently. And therefore, I wanted to set up my own organization to help founders of businesses not make the mistakes that I had done. So the birth of it has been from my own experience of setting up my own company, things we didn't do as well as we should. I'm trying to help educate and inform and help those who are also building their own businesses today.
You identified certain problems within your own business and the way that you were operating, but then you must have actually also considered and identified problems within the business community where you felt that you could fit in with E2E and where you could help people.
Absolutely. So when I was working for a private equity house after I sold my business. It's called LDC, Lloyds DSB Development Capital. And what LDC does is it supports very high growth entrepreneurs. The equity checks are usually in the range of 10 million plus. So by being in that environment, it really set home for me what I should have done differently. And the problems I had, I know other people go through the same things. So the rationale for E2E, one of our biggest missions is to turn knowledge into wisdom. And by turning knowledge into wisdom, we help fast track the learning for others. So the second part of the question that you asked me was, what's the culture? And the culture that we're trying to breed through E2E, it's called E2E Exchange, Entrepreneur to Entrepreneur Exchange, is that in order for the world to thrive, people need to be supportive of each other. And we shouldn't have a culture where people don't help one another. So the idea behind our business is, and we've been very lucky, Tony, we've got some great people involved in Eatery, is that they educate, they connect, they invest, they mentor, they coach, they sit as non-exec directors. Those that have built high growth companies help those that are earlier stage scale-ups. So our focus is companies of half a million to multi-billions of revenue. What makes us very focused is that we talk to the founders and to the business owners of those companies.
We're talking to Shalini Kemkar, who's the founder and chief executive of E2E today here on the iMoney Show. Shalini's told us about E2E, why she started the company, but we're going to ask her about some of the values of the company and elaborate a little bit more on what she's just told us a moment ago. And what does E2E actually do to help people? In a moment.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
So as far as E2E is concerned, we understand the values that we've spoken about a moment ago and the fact that you're helping people and businesses to thrive. As far as the activities of E2E are actually concerned, what do you actually do to help people? Let's just decipher that, if we may.
Sure. So thank you for asking. There's four key sort of pillars. One pillar is that we help people raise money. They need to be high growth businesses that are looking to raise anything between half a million to ideally 100 million. And we help them with both debt and equity finance. We help people find the right non-exec directors. So one of the things I was fortunate with when I started my business, Tony, is that Sir Richard Branson agreed to be the honorary president. People like Brent Hoberman, Duncan Bantine, they helped me. And from that, we've taken that and expanded that to pick up on their boards. Then we provide corporate services. So, for example, we are the only company at the moment in the UK that can provide a 50% discount, 3 months free on a 6-month contract with IWG PLC. IWG was one of their brands is Regis. And what they do is they're the largest service office provider in the world. So if our members have access to all of those sorts of corporate support services, we have wealth management providers, accountants, etc. So that's the third arm, the corporate services. And the fourth arm, which is probably the most important arm, is entrepreneurs helping one another. So we organize, before COVID, we were organizing 45 to 50 physical events in 11 different cities. Now it's all online, but we're doing one event virtually a week where people can get to meet. We host breakout sessions. The next one is with the two gentlemen who really worked closely with Jeff Bezos to build Amazon into $176 trillion business. Their head of chief of staff, former chief of staff, and the gentleman who helped to launch Amazon Digital, including Amazon Prime and Amazon Music. So we organize those sorts of events where people who have really gone through high growth change can help to share those secrets and try and get into the secret sauce of how these people have done it so that we can educate and connect our members.
That's fantastic. So you've got such a fantastic background of people who are helping you and also helping other entrepreneurs. One would never imagine that this sort of help is available. And in comes E2E, in comes Shalini Kemkar, and suddenly says to people, well, hang on a second, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to build your business into a multi-million pound business? We can do it for you. It seems too good to be real.
I wish I could take the credit for doing it for them. I have to say, they do it themselves. The credit goes to the entrepreneurs, to the founders, and to their teams. We act as a facilitator. So I like to think of us as a business dating agency. So if you think of Match.com or any of these ways of meeting people, we arrange all of that, but for business purposes. So I can't take the credit, Tony. I can only take the credit for doing the connections, but not running.
What an incredibly profound way of putting it, but fantastic. And I'm with you on that one. As far as examples of your success stories are concerned and the partnerships that you've created, apart from the ones that you've just told us, would you like to go into a little bit more detail with us on the success stories that you've mentioned and some that we can learn from as well?
Yes, maybe I could share with you our most recent one. There's a very amazing business. It's called Vashi. Vashi is actually an omni-channel diamond retailer The gentleman who's the founder, his name is Vashi Dominguez. He's just closed a £45 million fundraise. And his background is retail and jewellery. But what he's trying to do is make sure that jewellery is accessible to everybody, but in a very bespoke way. So let's say you were buying the next engagement ring for your wife. I don't know how many years you've been married, Tony, but let's say you're coming to your 25th wedding anniversary and you wanted to buy her something. You can design it exactly how you want to design it. And yeah. They produce a book to say this is the journey you went on to design the ring. And therefore, there's an omni-channel approach. Physical stores, they're in Piccadilly, Covent Garden. They've just launched a site in New York. You can do it all online. Anyway, the reason I'm trying to explain that is what we did for them is help them raise the money. We didn't raise all the 45 million, but part of it we helped to raise. Another example I'd like to give you is one of our active members. His name is David Sear. He co-founded WellPay. Now, having access to someone like him, it's very difficult. He's very humble, very understated. But when we pick up the phone and we say, David, would you spend some time and just give some advice? 9 times out of 10, he will do that. And that's the sort of culture that we're trying to breed. And I think on the great big India Money show that we had recently, I interviewed Rishi Khosla OBE and Surinder Arora. Surinder Arora, he's taken the time several times to speak to our community on how he built Arora Group. Rishi Khosla has done the same thing. So those are the sorts of live examples of the sorts of different things that we do. Some of them go as non-exec directors onto the boards of these businesses. So we're trying to equip the companies with the right people, because having a successful business is about its people, with the right people to help them grow.
I love those success stories. And you mentioned Surinder Arora, and to see his growth to where he is now and to what he's doing with yourselves at E2E is phenomenal. It's fantastic. It's really good.
The thing I love about people like him are they keep it very real. They stay grounded. You know, he left the message that never forget where you're coming from.
Yes.
Look at where you're going, but don't forget who helped you on your journey. And I think with E2E, we really want to push that culture of stay grounded, advise people. And I think part of my aspiration is if you look at Silicon Valley, Silicon Valley has really, really excelled over the last 20 years. And why? Because people are willing to take risks. People are willing to give up their time. There is this culture of entrepreneurs actually genuinely supporting one another. And we have this very much in the UK, but I think there's still room for growth. And people like Surinder and Rishi and all of these gentlemen, as well as women, have been doing a lot of that, but we're encouraging more entrepreneurs to be like that.
Some fantastic success stories that you've shared with us here today. We're talking to Shalini Kemkar, who's the founder and chief executive of E2E. We're going to talk to Shalini about some of her team in a moment.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
So, Shalini, we've talked about some of the great success stories of the people that you've partnered with for entrepreneurship. As far as your team is concerned, you've mentioned them 3 or 4 times already in our conversation today that you couldn't have made it without them. Tell us about your team at E2E.
Yes, I'm very lucky, Tony. I have a diverse team, people from different backgrounds. We have a team in India, we have a team in the Philippines, and we have a team in London. And it's taken time to get there, but right now we have a very solid team with different expertise, and I'm learning from them. And I think that's what I've learned the hard way, is that actually you need to recruit people that you can learn from, and you need to recruit people that you wouldn't mind to work for.
What you're telling me, it's a diverse team because of the fact that you're international and you're in all these different locations, which is fantastic.
Yes, but even in London, the team is one of my team members. He speaks 5 languages. He's from Amsterdam. Another one is from Dubai. Another one is from Lebanon. Another one is from London. And so even the London team, they're very diverse, but they're diverse not in their backgrounds, but also in their skills. So we have heated debates regularly on things.
And some of the skills that they're using, as far as E2E is concerned, and to help entrepreneurs and businesses, what are those skills?
The skills range from operational skills to fundraising skills to running events, and recruitment skills in terms of where we're sourcing the right non-execs for our community. When we're fundraising, our investment team, they've obviously got an accountancy background and a finance background. Technology, so we're building a marketplace right now, which is effectively, it's a bit like a match.com for business, where so you can come on and you want to meet Tony Patti, you put his name in, and you'll get a little bit of a pricey on who he is, and then you can swipe right and connect to him as long as he's willing to connect to you.
Oh, always. But I think that's such a marvellous idea, because you're embracing modern technology now as far as the business is concerned.
So we were fortunate. Just before COVID happened, we did a fundraise, and the fundraise was to build our technology. So at the moment, as things are going, we're building this marketplace, and the MVP should be ready, I hope, in 3 months' time. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations on that. So as far as the future of E2E is concerned, apart from what you've just told us, what is the future of E2E right now? Because you've established yourself, you've been going now for a long time, you've got a fantastic diverse workforce working with you and some great entrepreneurs as well that you've worked with. What's the future of E2E?
Sure. So we have 24,000 members today. My ambition is by the end of this year, we will be at 30,000. But in 2 years' time, we will be at around the 100,000 mark. And it's not about the volume of entrepreneurs. It's about how they will connect and join the dots. So I'm hoping that we've launched our technology, that we have an international business. I was speaking in an international forum today with a company called LOCA, the Local Institute of Cost Accountants for India. A lot of those entrepreneurs who are looking to come to the UK, I'm hoping they'll be able to use our platform to make the right connections, to get the right advice. Some of them looking to acquire businesses here. So we're looking to build something that's international, where it's at your fingertips, that people can connect irrespective of what time of the day.
Sorry, which leads me on nicely to invite you to answer my next question. How can people benefit from getting in touch with you?
So effectively, we provide complimentary memberships. So you don't have to pay to be a member of E2E. There is a paid membership at £300 a year. But how they can benefit is they can meet other entrepreneurs, they can raise investment, they can recruit non-exec directors, and then they can have access to sort of £24,000 of free services. That's what we can provide. And it's, if you log into www.e2exchange.com, that's where you'll find more information, but they can always drop me a line.
Thank you for listening to the iMoney Show, brought to you by iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
Charlene Kemkar, you are the founder and chief executive of E2E. To conclude, what do people need to do to get in touch with yourselves and benefit from the services that you offer?
Oh, just apply for membership. It's free. If you'd like to go for the free membership, and there's also a paid one at £300 a year, go on to www.e2exchange.com. And if you want to go via directly via me and drop me an email, it's Charlene@e2exchange.com.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.